Engine plant director Ram Ramanujam says some employees came back over the weekend to get critical operations up and running for the start of regular production Monday. But Ramanujam says it could take till the end of the week before the plant is back to full speed.
We've got two engine plants on the site, so it'll take us a few days to get everything up and running. Our assembly lines are back up and running. We also depend on parts suppliers getting up and running and back to us, so we're monitoring what they can do and adjusting their schedules accordingly.
Even though the new contract was approved nationally by 57% of UAW members, it was rejected by workers at the Tonawanda plant by a vote of 603 to 579. But Ramanujam says it was so close, it was a wash.
So the mood on the floor is very positive, lots of good energy. People have been excited to be back to work. And, you know, we build great engines here. And so they've seen the products out there, and they're like, come on, let's get going. So it's looking forward, building a stronger future together, and one team. So that's the themes that we've been talking about, and that's what we've been hearing from the folks as well.
The UAW says the contract includes an $11,000 signing bonus for each member, a mix of annual raises and lump sum payments, and no increase in health care costs. But GM is closing three other plants around the nation. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.